Once upon a time, there was a young monkey. His name was Atul. He lived in the jungle with his family, Mummy Monkey, Daddy Monkey, and his baby sister Monkey. Every day he ran and played in the jungle with his friends, Elmon the Elephant, Dotty the Donkey, and Ronnie Rhinoceros. Atul and his friends loved to swim in the river, and they loved looking for fruit in the trees. At first, only Atul could climb the trees to get fruit. Elmon the elephant used to say, "Look at my big legs, I can't climb trees." Dotty the donkey used to say, "Look at my long tail. If I tried to climb a tree, my tail would get caught in the branches." Ronnie Rhinoceros used to say, "Look at my horns. If I tried to climb the tree, my horns would get tangled in the leaves." And so, all of Atul's friends used to beg him to climb the tree for them and pick enough mangoes for all of them to eat for lunch. After a while, Atul became annoyed that he had to pick fruit for everyone all the time. It was a lot of work. His friends could eat a lot of bananas. So, one day, Atul said, "Hey guys, it's time for you to learn to climb trees with me." He took his friends to a nice fig tree, really easy to climb. They stood at the bottom of the tree, looking at all the delicious figs, and Atul said, "Right guys, let's get them, up you go." Atul looked at his friends, and his friends looked at him. He said, "Come on then, start climbing." But his friends just looked sad, and he said, "Atul, it's scary. We're scared to try." Elmon Elephant said, "My big legs won't be able to hold me and I'll fall." Dotty Donkey said, "My long tail will get caught and I'll fall." Ronnie Rhinoceros said, "My horns will get tangled and I'll fall." Atul looked at his friends and said, "Whenever you're scared of something, it's because you're imagining something bad will happen. But if you imagine good things, then you can do just about anything. Whenever I'm scared, I imagine blowing away the thing that I'm scared of, and then it disappears. That's called mind power. I'll show you how to do it, and then I promise you, you'll be able to climb the tree." So Atul showed them how to use mind power to blow away worries. He said, "Imagine you're holding a flower in your hand. Can you feel the stem of the flower? It's a beautiful flower." So Elmon, Dotty, and Ronnie all held up their hands and imagined they were holding a flower with beautiful petals. Atul said, "Now take whatever you're scared of or worried about and put it on one of the flower petals." So Atul's friends concentrated hard and plucked their worry about climbing the tree right out of their heads and popped it onto a flower petal. Atul said, "Now take a breath in, as if you're about to blow the candles out on your birthday cake. And then, softly, blow the petals away. Keep blowing and blow away all the petals on the flower until you've got just the stem in your hand. Now put down the stem and notice that the worry has disappeared." Atul watched his friends as they blew out the imaginary petals on their flower. Elmon had a big orange flower with orange petals, 10 of them. He blew them away one at a time. Dotty had little pink flowers. She had 12 petals on them and blew the petals away 3 at a time. Ronnie had fluffy blue petals on his flower. He blew 16 of them away, 4 at a time. Then they all put down their flower stem and looked up at the fig tree again, with all the delicious figs up the top. And then something amazing happened. Elman took a great big jump and he leaped right to the top of the tree. He realized that instead of using his legs to climb, he could use his great big legs to make a great big jump and get right to the top. He didn't need to be scared at all. And then Dotty swung her long tail high up into the tree, wrapped it around a branch and used it like a big long rope to hold on to while she climbed the tree. She didn't feel scared at all. And then Ronnie took his great horns, poked them high up into the branches and used them to swing himself up high into the tree. Atul, watching from down the bottom of the tree, laughed and clapped happily. Then he bounded up into the tree and joined his friends up the top while they happily ate the best figs and waved at the birds flying by. Elman, Dotty and Ronnie said, "Atul, we didn't know how easy it is to blow away our worries. Thank you for teaching us. From now on, we're going to use mind power whenever we're scared or even if we're sad. Mind power is amazing."